know, they reach out to people like Mark Lewison and Bruce Spicer and, you know, Kevin Howlett and, you know, people who know. And so it's done correctly. Now, of course, you can't please everybody. I think the best way to do it is you put out the $200 or $300 box for the hardcore people, but then you have other, you know, additions and versions for people who maybe only want to hear a best of it, you know, or they only want to hear the new mix or whatever it is. I mean, how far do you want to go? I mean, what you could do is you could do it like Neil Young does it. You can do it. Look at the Grateful Dead. Look what they do. I mean, it's just enormous, the output. I mean, obviously a lot of that is live material, and it's a band that, you know, until very recently has still existed in one form or another.
Right.
You know, where the Beatles, obviously, it all ended in 1970. I think they're going to reach a point where they're going to run out of stuff, but I think there's still stuff left to be put out. And I think now that they have this new technology, you know, now they can kind of go back. I mean, they may go back and fix the Hollywood Bowl again. You know, they didn't have this Peter Jackson technology, and I call it that for shorthand.
Right, right.
They didn't have that for the Hollywood Bowl stuff. They had this D-Mix, and I interviewed Giles Martin for that. When that was the one and only time I interviewed him. And I did get to meet him last fall.
Oh yeah.
When they did the thing in the city for the Revolver reissue. But, you know, so obviously the one that I think a lot of people are going to want to hear is this, you know, the Star Club stuff, you know, all of that, you know, all of the Hamburg stuff, you know. I mean, that's the main thing that I think people are going to want to hear, because of the way it was recorded. You know, they can kind of go back, and now they can really, I mean, they've always had a weird, you know, the Star Club has always been that kind of gray market. It's always been weird. You know what I mean? I mean, I think several years ago, I think Columbia CBS actually put it out, you know?
Yeah, I seem to remember there being something like that seemed legitimate at some point.
Yeah. So, and there's so many, you know, you can get that in so many different versions. I have so many different versions of that. You know, I have an original sealed vinyl. It says Gem Records. The Gem Records sticker is on it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It was one of those things that wasn't that expensive. I'm like, oh, I should just pick this up. You know, back then you just, yeah, it was all kind of like, whatever, unless you were, you know, Mr. Hardcore Collector.
Right, right.
You know,